you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, with this colder weather coming in, obviously people are getting their coats out of storage and bracing for what's to come. One of the things that you can do if you have not received a flu shot this year and are planning to get one, they're saying hurry up. The flu is already making an appearance here in the Omaha metro area. The Douglas County Health Department has confirmed 21 cases of influenza since just October 1st. The Douglas County health officials say last year there were more than 3,000 cases of the flu.
So I got it last year for the first time ever. In my life.
Okay, and you didn't get sick.
And we didn't get sick.
Yeah.
But that's a small sample size. Mm-hmm. But we all just got flu shots.
Just got them.
Yeah. So do your part.
Get inoculated. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reportedly personally launched 4 ballistic missiles as part of a military drill. The Kremlin says that Putin took part in the exercise yesterday. 3 missiles were fired from nuclear submarines, while a 4th was launched from the northwest part of the country. Russian officials say that the launch was routine, not part of any international developments.
Frontline, you know, on ETV, they did a really cool thing on Putin the other night, just going way back.
Okay.
Just his motivation for how much he is getting even with America.
How is he not a classic Bond villain?
That's like, exactly what I thought. He's a character out of an 80s, 90s Bond movie. He's
honestly.
He's an old school KGB guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of the last guys kind of holding on. Like, he was ready for his close-up. I'm going to be a part of the KGB when Russia went away.
Okay.
When the wall came down. And he was the guy standing around like, I got the uniform, and now it's over, and no one cares. Like, when the wall came down, he was so humiliated that he's a guy that's like, I'm bringing it back.
Yep.
And he is. He has.
Oh, wow.
It's super spooky.
This plan to be like, I'm going to get even with the United States. You know, some of it is interesting. Other people have pointed it out that he tried to be friendly with us after 9/11, helping us out on the war on terror. And then, you know, we've always kind of made Russia our enemy. And so then he was really hurt at that moment. And now it's all about payback.
I mean, seriously, he is totally a superhero villain that is just like bent on, how can I wreck the world?
Putin's been there since Yeltsin steps down. You know, and the way they pitched it in the documentary is that Yeltsin steps down and hands it over to Putin. And I watch it. I'm like, there's no way Yeltsin decided. I guarantee that was old school stuff.
Yep, had to.
Where the regime grabbed Yeltsin and said, no, you're going to step down. And we're going to hand the keys to the old school KGB guy. That was 2000.
Wow.
That went out long.
And for 17 years, he's been magically winning, just killing it in elections after
and everything. He's a winner.
We need to make friends. We eventually need to make buddies with.
You can't make friends with a guy like that, though.
With the Russians.
Well, how do you know? Have you tried?
It's just, you watch this thing and you realize that you can't trust a friend.
Have you
like
sent
that.
Him a friend request?
Have you done anything?
Instagram.
I'd like to not be poisoned. It will be at least 6 more months before Americans can see everything that law enforcement and the intelligence community gathered about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Thousands of classified documents on the 1963 assassination are now available online. The National Archives released them yesterday. President Trump ordered the release of 2,800 records, withheld about 300 documents. They're being kept classified at the request of the national security agencies like the CIA and the FBI. So those agencies are going to re-review those records within 180 days. So possibly April, we could see the whole thing.
All right, cool.
All of it coming out, yeah. 2 Americans who were lost at sea for 5 months are safe after being rescued by the U.S. Navy. The 2 women were rescued Wednesday by the USS Ashland Navy's 7th Fleet, about 900 miles from Japan. The women, they're from Hawaii. They said bad weather and engine problems caused their vessel to go off course.
Something's weird there.
Well, they had food and water. They had a way to process ocean water.
Yeah, they purifier.
They had unlimited water, and they had enough food to feed themselves and the dogs.
For five months.
One's an experienced sailor. The other one's a novice.
Okay.
So I think the interesting game there would be if there is something shady.
Something shady going on.
The other one wouldn't know. The other gal's like, are we lost or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think there could be like a love circle where I'm going to keep you.
Yeah.
You think you're lost.
Well,
I'm making you think we're lost so we can stay at sea for 5 months.
You will love me.
They said boats would go by. They would shoot flares.
Something's weird.
And no one ever saw them.
How do they not have a sat phone? And if she's an experienced sailor, why does she not have that magic button that you were talking about that you never leave port without?
And how do you have enough food for 5 months on a boat trip going from Hawaii to Tahiti? I think that they killed somebody.
I just wonder if they were really lost for all 5 months. And then, they were hiding or choosing to be lost and then were found.
For the food, they could fish. I mean, I figure,
But they didn't.
They didn't need to. They packed enough food.
They packed enough food,
that
Molly.
That is weird.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? They had enough food. I don't know. Maybe they threw someone overboard.
We're happy for them.
Yeah.
But the more we look at it, it's just as interesting.
It's weird.
I'm curious if there'll be a circle back. They said that they were attacked by sharks, that they said sharks between 20 and 30 feet long, which would beat anything we've seen on Shark Week.
Yeah.
We're attacking.
Dolphins are having parties by their boat. It's like they're.
Oh, we're scissoring.
Oh, right.
I mean, who knows? The dogs looked happy. I don't know. The thing seems bizarre.
The dog seemed happy.
We have an interview with the dog.
Dog seemed happy.
It is. Face.
It didn't look skinny or nothing. Five months, man.
So Alphabet Inc., you know, the master company behind Google, their self-driving car unit Waymo is expected to do their winter testing this year.
Wow.
In Michigan. So driving in snowy and icy conditions, that's always been kind of the question. You know, everybody's like, yeah, I mean, it's all fine and good when you have a self-driving car and it's perfect conditions and it's open road. But what do you do when you start adding?
When it comes on ice.
Right.
Well, how many people even know how to drive in snow? I mean, most people don't know how to steer.
No.
The machine will do its best job. It'll have the, you know.
So I guess they're going to, I guess they created, it, the company created by 2015, Waymo is going to be testing autonomous vehicles in Michigan. They've done testing in Texas, Arizona, Washington State, Nevada, and California, but those climates don't address the needs of a lot of the United States. That, you know, Rust Belt, the Midwest, where we have, you know, snow, sleet, ice, dry, black ice. So the Metro Detroit area not only provides inclement weather conditions, but also gives cars test roads with crowded commuters. So they were trying to find some place that was crowded enough and had bad enough weather, and this is what we'll see if
they pull it off.
Listen
to the traffic segment that Jeff did to start this news today. How many accidents were out there today? That is human error.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it, and we're clearly, you know, not good at it.
We don't know how to drive.
So the interesting deal will be is when we go to driverless cars, how quickly I think the change will be, because there'll be a push to get me and you off the road because we're the element of chaos.
You bet. Yeah. We're distracted.
When the road is full of
speeding, all that.
You know, they won't be perfect, but they're better than us.
Yeah.
Husker football is back in action tomorrow. We are on the road in Indiana facing off against Purdue. Kickoff is at 6:30. It'll be airing on the Big Ten Network, and also you can listen to it on ESPN 590 or Z92.
Who should I bet on, Jeff? Come on.
Well, you should never bet against the Huskers.
Okay.
And yet you do. So there's that.
But I would say, I mean,
I don't know.
Vegas has taken Purdue.
Yes.
I can't believe it. I mean, I assume they should be able to beat Purdue.
They know something. They always get those numbers pretty straight on half the time.
I guess we both have the same record. Nebraska's 3-4 overall, and so's Purdue.
But they look at things differently. Strength of schedule, players, healthiness, all this other stuff. How healthy are we? Are we missing a running back?
We are missing two linebackers this weekend.
Okay. Well, who was it? Trey Bryant's out for the season. He had to have surgery, but we're IBAC University. We got a million backs back there.
Zebo.
And
you know, Spielman, I love
that guy.
We're
throwing the ball around. I mean, we did score some points against Ohio State.
Yeah.
We just, every time they got the ball, they scored every single time.
So linebackers Luke Gifford and Tyron Ferguson aren't going to play this weekend. I guess one has a hip injury and the other one's out with a foot issue. So there's a senior that's going to be.
Just put on something red with an N on it and get the dip out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You do your part.
And watch.
Drink your beer.
Tonight is World Series action. It turns to Houston, Texas now. They're going to be hosting tonight and also Game 4 tomorrow and Game 5 Sunday. Right now, it's an even series with the LA Dodgers and the Houston Astros, 1-1. And Fox CEO is saying that the NFL ratings are down because there are too many games on TV, and it doesn't have anything to do with all that protesting of the national anthem. It was James Murdoch, who is the CEO of Fox, shared that opinion. He did a keynote address yesterday on media, and he said overall NFL ratings are down 5% this season. But he pointed to the expansion of Thursday Night Football as an example of what he called the over-proliferation of games.
Which is all true, but this is bad timing to have any kind of other, you know, black eyes on the sport.
Right.
There's too much stuff on TV, too much other sports distracted, and then you add in the deal of where people, you know, if you lose any fans, the people being sick of these guys taking knees, overpaid guys.
It's expensive.
I guess I didn't realize all the platforms. So NFL games are broadcast on Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, ESPN2, the NFL Network, and live streamed on Amazon.
And Red Zone. Yeah, it's it's football on TV, sports. Molly, it's not like all day. That's just said. They have a couple games on each channel. I mean, sometimes it's only one game. But then the NFL Network is the thing, is the big thing.
I've never had NFL Network. I have the NHL Network.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of how many devices you can have. My apartment looks like a sports bar.
Sweet. Want to get a hot tub?
I have a
fog machine.
I've got four screens going.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Sweet.
The question is, Party, are you going to get a fryer? Because that just made me think with the sports bar thing and the fog machine and the hot tub, you should get yourself one of those big fryers.
No.
Then you can do wings and stuff.
Grilling a smoker's good, Molly. Mm-hmm. You know, too much stuff in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's where there's too much stuff. Print journalism is a tough racket. Jobs disappearing, newsstand sales plummeting. But I guess that doesn't mean that there aren't a few awesome gigs available. Case in point, there's an ad in the New York Times this week. They're looking for one journalist to travel the world and get paid to do it. This lucky writer would it's the 52 places to go. New York Times, I guess, puts this out every year. And this year was the first year that they were like, you know what? What if we sent somebody to all these 52 places that we encourage people to go visit? So they're seeking a correspondent who would go to every destination on their 52 places to go list and tell a story about each place. You get paid, you get covered.
Who's offering this?
New York Times.
So it's a travel thing.
It's like one of their on the road stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a person, they're like, you should have a well-worn passport, the ability to go into any place and start, you know, hit the ground running and be able to render, you know, good stories and everything. But the ideal candidate is a permanent student of life. They're looking at everybody, anyone. Anyone can apply. It doesn't have to be a New York Times writer or a journalist. It's like if you're somebody who loves to write and travel, this could be an opportunity for you to get paid to do it. And just in time for Halloween, Starbucks is getting their spook on. They're offering a specially designed Frappuccino starting yesterday. It's called the Zombie. You know, they always do this horrible thing. I always feel so bad for the baristas because it's just a nightmare for them. You know, they did that unicorn one or whatever before. This one is called the Zombie Frappuccino, and it's on sale through Halloween, and it's neon green. And then it's got caramel flavoring and then this white pink whipped cream on top that makes it look like brains. So this is the whole thing. It's like disgusting. It just basically looks like you're drinking a big brain drink.
So don't drink it. Don't get it.
it's sweet. I'm sure it's delicious. Neon green, a tart apple. It's like basically a caramel apple with whipped cream on top. But
those
it just looks
poor
like
baristas.
They have it hard.
Seriously.
They have it so
hard.
No,
man. Oh, God. When they have to stop and make one of these things and there's like a carload of people who are like, we want 20. You're like, oh, no. This is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
It's a good weekend to cuddle in, and maybe if you're not watching football, stream movies. Halloween weekend, the weekend before Halloween, it seems like all this like channels are always streaming something or like showing
top
something.
Five scary movies.
Yeah,
right. Like the last moments before Halloween. But BuzzFeed put together a cool list of like the 13 most terrifying horror films. This is like based on stuff where it made people sick. Like it was like noted.
Well,
you know,
Saw has got to be on there. And
it
Hostel,
is.
Right?
Saw 3 is on there. The Centipede franchise is also on there, which is like, I can't even bring myself. That's how bad it is. I can't even bring myself to watch.
It's not so much scary. It's what'll make you sick.
Yeah. Right.
What's the most stomach-turning Halloween movies?
So the most stomach-turning, they have this one, so Psycho, you know, for anybody, I guess at the time, it was like a huge, you know, big thing that was super scary. The Exorcist, I guess people fainted when that came out in theaters.
Did he really?
And some people just left in the middle. Some people got sick, like threw up in the theater, like just so freaked out by it.
How much do you think the theater owner must just hate that?
Oh, God.
I mean, they got to do the sawdust. People were getting sick during the original Blair Witch Project because the camera.
That's right.
The camera worked. Not that it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary enough maybe that it put you uneasy, but then people got sick because of the camera work.
Yeah, and that was actually, that made the list. People getting sick, motion sickness. I was dating a guy at the time, and he had to leave during the movie, and I swear that that was like the first steps to like, I don't know if I could be with you.
Oh, really? That was the end all?
Yes. He had to leave like in the last 5 minutes. He's like, I don't feel too well. I was like, oh.
You're like, great, you're not going to get none of this sugar tonight.
I'm sure he knew he wasn't getting any anyway.
Oh, you're so fun today. The Conjuring 2.
I was saying you're a nice girl.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Jeez. Hello.
The Conjuring 2, I guess, caused a guy in India to experience severe chest pains. I always think it's so funny how people react to certain things. Like, I feel like if you're scared, you just close your eyes. But it's so funny that people get scared to such a level they either have to leave or they get sick.
I'm not like that.
I don't know if I've seen The Conjuring.
Conjuring's pretty good.
2?
Yeah.
It is good. Yeah, I liked it. But then they're also talking about all the movies that are streaming this weekend. Like Netflix has got a bunch. I mean, I imagine if you really wanted to get your spook on, if you haven't watched Stranger Things, that there's a reason that they dropped it just in time for the weekend before Halloween. So it's Stranger Things season 2 is the one streaming.
Yeah, but just
have you seen Babadook?
Babadook. Yeah, no. Babadook. I've seen that as well. Yeah.
And it's on the list of stomach turning movies.
Some of them are. Some of them are just scary. I mean, what's the scariest movie that you think that you've ever seen?
Oh, geez. I don't know. That's such a hard
question.
Yeah, that's way up there because of the age of when I saw it, you know.
What do you think it is?
Exorcist. I mean, when I was younger, you know. But now it's like I've become desensitized to fear, you know, to fear. I mean, like I get off on all the saws and the Hostel torture. Is my forte.
But those movies aren't scary. They're just
no,
sort of
they're
gross
just
out.
Gross.
Yeah.
And interesting.
I feel like there's a
me.
Difference between like unnerving, like scary, and
I'd say The
and
Shining.
It's gross.
Yeah. The Shining is up there, a classic one of the. I mean, if you.
You know what?
You know, you can get into it at home if you got to turn out all the lights and you got to pay attention. I mean, people don't focus enough.
You're right.
I think
distracted.
To really get into a scary movie, you got to turn the lights out and ideally.
Put the phone away.
The latest one that I thought was pretty good, I think it was M. Night that did it. You know, he's a fail in a lot of his things, but it was The Visit. Is that the Visit where the grandparents are all weird?
That was weird.
Yeah, that was freaking me out a little bit when the old lady was down underneath
under the thing playing hide and seek.
Yeah, that weirded me out completely.
I remember going the first time I saw Aliens, like the follow-up to Alien, I had nightmares. Like, I remember waking up and being really, like, spooked out. I don't know why. I mean, it's a sci-fi horror. I mean, it's the most suspension of disbelief. I mean, it's like, if you're on a spaceship in space and there's an alien on board. But at the same time, I don't know what it did. It just, like, absolutely freaked me out. I think the claustrophobia of the idea of, like, I always find space movies so spooky because it's like, where are you going to go?
Yeah, you're screwed.
You know, I mean, I never found like whenever there were like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street or any of those kind of like who's in the house kind of thing. I'm like, well, just get out of the house. break a window
and run.
Run, you know, like I never understood the whole like I'm trapped in this house where like a spaceship is a real live spooky. Like, what the heck are you going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, in reality, if someone was banging on your door or whatever and you're in your house, you would stay inside. I think the majority of people would stay inside because you don't know what the hell is going to happen when you leave. I mean, you may run, but how fast can you run? You know?
The hope of getting around other people.
Well, yeah, I know. You go to your neighbors, they're all going to be dead. Right? That's what I'm thinking. Anyway.
The Omen, Romans, a classic if people haven't watched. I'd say The Thing, the original version of The Thing.
Yeah, The Thing was also really spooky. Because again, I think it's the isolation. The idea of like, okay, you're at this Arctic substation. Where are you going to go? I mean, you got to stay warm.
28 Days Later got me. I thought that was a good zombie movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure.
Where he wakes up and it's just everybody's gone. I mean, and that's sort of the scary thing about like the Walking Dead, those first episodes.
Yeah.
When Carl.
Obviously, people got wigged out by it this year.
Yeah, I still have not seen it. I have still.
Oh, you really should.
I was going to wait till it comes out on DVD. We got, is this Trevor?
Yes.
All right, what's up, buddy? What can we do?
Hey, I was just commenting on your guys' movies. The Strangers. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. The one where they're in the house.
Liv Tyler.
And people come. That's like one of the scariest movies that I've ever seen. I still get creeped out by it.
Yeah, I think that's... Isn't that Liv Tyler?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
She shows up to break up with her boyfriend.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody's outside with masks. Like, you look out the window...
That's
and
right.
You see people with masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is terrifying.
Them all night. Yeah, psychological torture.
Yeah, just haunting them.
If you just put on a spooky mask and go to a park that's visible from the road and sit on a swing and just slowly rock back and forth, like if you're wearing
one of those metal chain link swings, though,
wig out everyone who drives by.
It's got to make that sound.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're like, what is going on? Why is that guy just sitting there doing nothing?
Exactly. Okay.
For so many reasons. Parents are horrified.
Right. Hey, man. Thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good day.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. See you later. Too. All right. Yeah. All right. 938-9400. We'll take your calls. What is the number one then? It's the old school ones, right? That we all know when, as a child.
Most people still put The Omen and The Shining way up there. And I would agree. They're, you know, I think we've probably seen all of these. Yeah. I thought the original movie, The Fog, which would probably be cheesy now, but The Fog and The Mist are two classics if you've never seen, because we all see fog, and the original did such a great job. What's in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
If your mind could get around with The Mist, did such an amazing job that if you ever were in a fog or a mist, especially in the daytime,
and it creeps you out.
I now can hear the siren. If the tornado siren went off.
Oh, The Mist. I think The Mist is fantastic.
I think it's such a great premise.
It is.
There's a fog in the middle of the daytime. A fog rolls in, and as it rolls in, the radio goes out in your car.
And then
you don't really know what's going on, and then all of a sudden you hear the sirens. And people are in a panic. People are running the other way. What's in the fog?
Screaming.
The siren is just so stinking spooky. Silent Hill was this movie based on a video game, and I swear half of the scare factor for me was
the
hearing
siren.
That, like, oh.
Using it,
and, like,
and I think it maybe has extra meaning to us because if you grew up in Nebraska, you hear the tornado siren, you know, in tornado season once a week. It's not something that you don't hear.
Yeah.
So it's like when it's used inappropriately.
Yes.
When the fog comes out, the siren goes off because there's something in it.
Maybe we should do that as a city. We should let the sirens go off on Halloween night. Scare the crap out of everybody. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Would that be illegal?
I don't know.
Like, and then the mayor could go on the news on Monday, or, you know, the
just
day after,
kidding.
And go, it was just a prank.
It was a prank. Happy Halloween. Hello, who's this? Anna, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just commenting on your movies.
You bet.
Have you guys seen 13 Ghosts?
Seen what? What's it called?
13 Ghosts.
Yes. Matthew Lillard. I love that one.
That movie creeped me out when I was little.
I think it is kind of spooky.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. It's are they in a glass house? Is that kind of the deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Hey, Anna, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Tony Shalhoub.
All right. Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, that's nothing who the scarier lead is. Than Tony Shalhoub.
No, Tony Shalhoub.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I had a panic attack at Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Did you really?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that was the first. And then the other one, The Fourth Kind, is very terrifying.
That's that alien one, right? The alien abduction?
Yes. Yes, and it's very realistic. So it was a nightmare for a long time.
Is that the one where the people are screaming, like they hypnotize them and they realize they got abducted and they're like screaming?
Or is it The Family?
The Fourth Kind. The guy raises off the table.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness going on.
That was the big moment in the trailer as the body starts levitating off the table. Fourth Kind is really intense. So yeah, Mila Jovovich.
Intense. Okay.
Yep.
So you had a panic attack watching...
Was it the Chainsaw Massacre remake? Which one? There's been a bunch.
It was the remake. I never saw the first one, and my husband took me to the second one.
Okay.
And I started feeling really ill, like, towards the end, and the whole time I was just really stressed out. And then the whole way home, I
tense.
Just bawled.
Oh, you
I
did?
Breathe.
Oh, and no.
That's awful.
And he goes, honey, you're having a panic attack.
You're like, well, this was a great date night. Really knocked it out of the park. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, gosh. Hey, well, thanks.
You did feel bad.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, they traditionally are seen as date movies. I mean, that's why they make them.
Yeah.
You want the girl to jump
into your arms. Mm. You know,
or in my case, the guy to leave the theater so that you can realize that it's time to end things.
That happened to her. All right. What's going on, Molly?
So in celebrity, we have Billboard magazine calling on their fans' help in finding out who is the top pop artist of 2017. Of course, everybody's like, oh, sure, just in time for Taylor Swift to drop her new music. But they have a whole list, like about 40 artists, and you can vote. They're asking you, the listener, the consumer, what you think. So it's Billboard, they're taking the fans' temperature. 40 candidates listed. You go to their website, we'll put a link to it, and you can vote on who is the top pop artist dominating in 2017. And starting Monday, Selena Gomez is going to have her first on-camera conversation about the kidney transplant her friend Francesca gave her. It was earlier this year that Selena Gomez said that her kidneys were just done. She said it was it. And I didn't want to ask a single person in my life to be a donor. And then she volunteered. So Samantha Guthrie is the one who conducted the interview, and they're going to air it Monday morning on the Today Show. And so she asked her, you know, do you feel like Franzia saved your life? And she said, yeah, because she did.
All right.
And Selena Gomez also has teamed up with an EMD DJ for a new single called Wolves, and she will be performing that live during the American Music Awards when they air November 19th on ABC. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thanks, Molly. 8:52. All right, New York City. It's a big trip for four. $2,000, four designer purses, Broadway, dinner, the whole thing, man. You're going to have a blast if you win this, so you got to get qualified today and all next week. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Is this our Leon?
Is this the Leon?
No, it's not the Leon.
Okay.
You've never won before? We've never had you on the air with us before?
No, I've been on the air a few times.
Leon. We don't know. We don't have a lot of Leon listeners. You're Leon.
Let's hear that airplane quote.
That's exactly it. Fog is getting
maybe not
thicker.
Today.
And Leon's getting larger.
You ever seen a grown man naked, Leon? Come on. You have. Since the last time we talked to you, have you seen a grown man naked?
I have not.
Oh, man, you're not doing your job, bud.
Well, we include ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've probably seen yourself naked.
There you go. All right, buddy, you're in. You're in on the trip, all right?
All right, great.
All right. Congratulations. Hold on, Leon. All right. Next chance to get qualified will be 1
o'clock. People are new to this. Leon, every time he wins, we have to quote airplane quotes. And we've probably done it six times.
I would go rather 10, maybe.
And he's always a great
Leon's
sport.
A lucky qualifier.
He's a good sport. And he's a good winner.
Yes, he is. He has yet to win anything like this, though.
He just qualifies.
He gets qualified every now and then here, at least once or twice a year.
Let's take Leon again. Let's find out.
All right. Hey, Leon, hello? Leon.
Yeah. Hey, Leon, you've been a bridesmaid many a time. Have you been a bride? Have you won any of our contests yet, or big ones?
I have not.
See?
I didn't think so.
Oh,
but
man.
But you've been qualified a few times, right?
I'm due.
Yeah, he is due, Leon. You are due. All right. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't think I'm doing anything.
All right. Well, head to the gym and go see a grown man naked, would you?
Terrible advice on how to burn a weekend.
Hold on, buddy.
Leon wins. He's going to bring his buddy Lanny, Lester, and Lenny.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.